He's got it, Nath. Nath, you want to bring me a bottle of water real quick? Thank you, boss. What's that? Well, good morning. Great to see you, City Church family. It's another great day, this March 23rd, 2020. Once again, we are coming live to you from City Church, and we're broadcasting your daily word. Glad you could join us. We're going to take just a couple moments here and let some more people join us today. Just a couple things I want to mention for those of you that are watching. You'll see a number up on your screen there. I think he's going to leave that up on the screen, but the first one is our prayer hotline. And the number is 407-904-8458. Would encourage you if you need prayer today. I believe you can also text in your prayer request to that number. That would be really good. And I would encourage you to do that today, to go ahead. And if you got a prayer request, it might be easier for you to text today than it is for you to call in. And so I would encourage you to do that. Also, we are having we've been doing this here now for the last week. We've been offering a free prayer card, the City Church 24, the 24/7 prayer card. Actually, it's a Could You Not Tarry prayer card for 1 hour. Could You Not Pray? And it's based on the Lord's Prayer found in Matthew chapter 6. I would encourage you, if you want one of these, you can email me at eugene@citychurchfl.org, or you can go to our website and you can click on the connect button, put your name in there, and on the memo part on the bottom, you can go ahead and you can put that you like one of these prayer cards. We'll mail that right out to you. Hey, at this time, we're going to start off with a time of worship like we've done for the last couple of days. If you don't know, we're using our Bible app from YouVersion, and the plan that we're following is a 21-day plan called Fear Not, a journey from fear to freedom. Fear Not, a journey from fear to freedom. Pastor Glenn right now is just going to take just a moment. We're going to allow just a moment in this time to worship the Lord together. Pastor Glenn, if you could just go ahead and lead us in a worship.
My anchor holds within the veil. Christ alone.
Amen.
Cornerstone, weak and made strong in the Savior's love. And through the storm, He is Lord, Lord.
Amen. He's Christ alone, our cornerstone today. Thank you, Pastor Glenn, for that song. Yeah, I want to just talk about a couple things that are coming up here at City Church, All Things Weekend. This really is a shift. Over the last week, we spent a lot of time talking about the coronavirus, but I know that there's death, and I know the reality of what's taking place in our culture with things being shut down. We're all experiencing that, but right now we want to turn our focus towards the resurrection, which will take place as we celebrate the resurrection of Christ, which will take place for us in about 3 weeks here. I want us to just begin to focus our mindset and our heart. And we can watch the news, and I don't know about you, man, but we're inundated by messages and opinions. And the fact is, I want you to know today that there is hope. There is hope found in Christ. And resurrection is on its way. Jesus rose on the third day, conquering death, hell, and the grave. And that's our hope as Christians today. And this year, our theme is going to be Jesus is King. And you're not going to want to miss it. You're going to tell your friends and your family members about Easter services that are going to be taking place online here at City Church. We're going to be mixing it up a little bit. Jesus is King, as you know, right now, is a very famous album just dropped by Kanye. And that will be our theme for this resurrection. I want to encourage you with that today. I also have some late breaking news if you're a parent out there or if you know someone that attends City Church Academy. As of this time, as you know, we are following the Seminole County Public Schools system, and we are also trying to abide by the wishes of our governor, who has asked for our preschool to stay open. Against really our better wishes at this time, we've made the decision that our preschool will be going ahead and closing along with our other schools. And so after 5 o'clock tomorrow, our preschool will also follow the rest of the guidelines regarding the other schools in our community. We have offered that prayer line to you. I want to encourage you to take advantage of that. Also, you can get a prayer card from me. Our theme today is Loose Lips Sink Ships. Loose Lips Sink Ships. Our president, a couple days ago, declared war on COVID-19 or the coronavirus. And during the World War II, which was supposed to be it was a great war. All wars are great wars, but it was a war that brought mayhem and death, I mean, literally to millions of people around the globe. The United States Army, they recruited people, but they also called people into the military. They were drafted, and millions of young men across this country and were drafted, and they had never been in war. They weren't trained to be soldiers, and all of a sudden, guys that had been clerks in a grocery store or young men in college or guys working on a construction site, I mean, from every background of life, doctors, I mean, all these guys, they had never even thought about going to war, were all of a sudden thrust into the war. And so they didn't really know the protocol. And so the military had to come up with a list of rules. And it was headlined, Loose Lips Sink Ships. Basically, what happened was a bunch of people came together and didn't have the wisdom, didn't have the knowledge, didn't have the understanding to be able to understand how to fight a war. The fact is, today, you and I are in a war. We're in a war not just with a natural disease by the name of a virus called COVID-19 or the coronavirus, but we're also in a spiritual battle. And I don't know about you today, but I need wisdom. They gave a bunch of guidelines to the soldiers that had never experienced this before. I wrote a few of them down, but one of the guidelines that they gave, and they had a great big poster out there, and it said, top 10 prohibited subjects. The first one was, don't write military information of Army units, so location, strength, material, or equipment. Don't write of military installations. Don't write about convoys. Don't mention plans or forecasts or orders for future operations. Don't give your location in any way, in any letter, to any person. And then it said, be sensible, use your head. And so I want to talk to us about using our head. The fact is today, the words that we speak will have a great impact, not just on our life, but also on the life of others. And there's a lot of opinion out there. There's a lot of people. There's a lot of information. And we have to be very careful in what we say. The proverb says, when words are many, sin is not absent. But he who holds his tongue is wise. Discernment in its simplest definition is nothing more than the ability to decide between truth, error, right, and wrong. Discernment is the process of making careful distinctions in our thinking about truth. Bottom line, discernment is knowing when to say the right thing. Discernment is knowing when to speak, when to be quiet. Discernment is knowing when to act, when not to act. The writer of Proverbs, his name was Solomon. The Bible says he was the wisest man who ever lived. He said, "My son, preserve sound judgment and discernment, and do not let them out of your sight. They will be life for you, an ornament to grace your neck. Then you will go on your way in safety, and your foot will not stumble. When you lie down, you will not be afraid. When you lie down, your sleep will be sweet. You know, today we need discernment. We need the wisdom of God. We need to know how to act. Right now, there's a lot of irrational people in our culture. I mean, people are running to the grocery store and they're hoarding toilet paper and sanitizer. Went to Costco the other day. They had a great big sign that said, "These items will not be allowed for return." Toilet paper, hand sanitizer, cleaning supplies. Why? Because people have been irrational. One thing that marketers know is that consumers are irrational. I said, "Man, this is a diarrhea disease. I mean, this is definitely a deadly disease, but hoarding toilet paper right now just doesn't make any sense." The fact is, when we don't use our mind, the wisdom that God gave us, we make a lot of irrational decisions. I want to encourage us today, while we're in this hunkered down mindset, there's so much misleading, sensational, false information out there. And you've got to seek the truth. And there's a lot of sources. And right now, I would encourage people to look to the experts. I do not believe this is a great conspiracy theory that is concocted in the mind of a handful of people that just want to control the world. I just don't believe that. I believe that people are really dying. And I believe that there are people that are very smart that have given their life to helping other people. People that have studied microbiology. Unless you're a microbiologist, unless you spent 12, 14, 16 years of your life really understanding the nature of and the DNA of man and the genetic makeup and viruses, I really don't know if you have a lot of room to talk. I mean, we're all kind of amateur. We're all expert knowledge gatherers. But the fact is there are people that have dedicated their life. And the smartest people in the world are saying, "This is very serious. Take it serious." And I know most of you are doing that, but I want to be an encouragement today that when you're listening to people, follow the experts. Follow the people that are really trying to protect you. Right now, us not gathering in large gatherings is not about a matter of my First Amendment right personally. It's about me protecting the most vulnerable. I'm willing to lay down my rights for a moment because there are other people who have great need. There are other people who are at very high risk in our community. And so we use wisdom. In order for us to use wisdom today, though, you've got to be in right relationship with God. The Bible says the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and knowledge of the Holy One is understanding. The very first scripture verse that I learned with my wife, we used to write down memory verses in 3x5 cards, and we would memorize them together. My wife memorized 100 to my every one that I memorized. She said, "That's such a smart brain. But the fact is, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and knowledge of the Holy One leads to understanding. In order for you to walk in discernment today, you got to be in right relationship with God. In the 1860s, there was a woman by the name of Harriet Tubman. She's a very, in our world today, she's famous now because they made a movie about her last year. And the fact is, Harriet Tubman was a very spiritual woman. She was a woman who had a deep relationship with God. She never learned how to read, but she'd memorizes masses and masses of passages of Scripture. She knew the Bible, and she also knew the voice of God. She knew how to talk to God. From a time period in the 1860s, she would lead a group of slaves out of captivity on 13 different mission trips on what they called the Freedom Railway. And she would lead them on these trips through dangerous grounds, through areas that had been controlled. There were states that were controlled by slavery. She led them through waters and forests and through all kinds of crazy circumstances. You know what they said about Harriet? She carried a gun in one hand and the Bible in the other. She was a woman of great wisdom. She discerned the time. She knew the day that she lived. I want to encourage you today. Prepare yourself for battle. The Bible says that we prepare, the horses prepare for battle. We prepare ourselves. Prepare yourself. Be wise about your resources. Be wise where you spend your money right now. Use the discernment that God has given you. It's found in His Word. But victory comes from the Lord. I want you to know today, victory is ours. I hope this word of encouragement, your daily word, has been a hope to you and a help to you. And until we see again, God bless you. Go and have a great day.